USA News, I'm John Schaefer. Three students and three staff members are dead after a shooting at the Covenant Presbyterian School in Nashville. Nashville Police Chief John Drake says responding officers entered the school and headed toward the sound of gunfire.
Team of five immediately went in the school, went to where gunshots were being heard, and engaged the suspect.
The female shooter was armed with at least two assault-type rifles and a handgun. She's been identified as a 28-year-old transgender former student. Police say they found some manifestos and a map of how this was all going to take place after searching the woman's home. President Biden speaking out about gun violence after the Nashville shooting.
It's ripping our communities apart, ripping the soul of this nation, ripping at the very soul of the nation. And we have to do more to protect our schools so they aren't turned into prisons.
Biden also called on Congress to pass his assault weapons ban. The New York City grand jury investigating former President Trump reconvened today for the first time in a week. Jurors heard from former National Enquirer publisher David Pecker, who was allegedly familiar with so-called catch-and-kill payments that would be used to help squash negative stories about Trump before the 2016 election. There's still no word on when the Manhattan DA might ask the grand jury to vote on possible charges against Trump. Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer took to the Senate floor today to blast Republicans who want to cancel President Biden's student loan forgiveness program.
Republicans are showing how callous and uncaring they are by trying to block debt relief that will literally transform the lives for so many for the better.
Three Republican senators will introduce a resolution as early as this week that would overturn the debt relief program. Wall Street closed mostly higher as bank shares rebound. Dow Jones gained 194 points. The S&P 500 added 6, but the Nasdaq lost 55. This is USA News.
President Biden recently released a massive $6 trillion budget, the largest budget in U.S. history. And guess who pays the bill? That's right, you, the American taxpayer. American citizens and business owners will be paying more taxes. That's a fact. And if you owe back taxes, they will be coming after you to collect payments. In fact, President Biden also hired thousands more IRS agents to go after you. If you got a letter from the IRS and you know you owe back taxes or you haven't filed in years, don't put your head in the sand. Call us today. We've saved our customers millions of tax dollars. One quick, free phone call will show you how we can reduce your past tax bill and save you thousands. Guaranteed, or you pay nothing. Call now.
800-511-6046. 800-511-6046. 800-511-6046. That's 800-511-6046.
There's widespread destruction across Mississippi and Alabama after an outbreak of deadly tornadoes that killed 26. The Biden administration has issued a federal state of emergency. According to the National Weather Service, those tornadoes Friday that tore across Mississippi had estimated wind speeds of 166 to 200 miles per hour. A majority of black professionals consider mental well-being as a top priority. A recently published report from the employment platform Oyster says 58% of black workers prioritize mental health over everything. That figure is just under half for respondents over all races. Time is running out to file your taxes this year, and there are some changes to be aware of.
Mark Stieber is a tax expert with Jackson Hewitt, and he says taxpayers need to pay attention. Pandemic-era tax breaks like an expanded child tax credit and earned income credit expired last year. Stieber says that could mean a lower refund than before or refund shock come tax time. Your taxes need to be completed by April 18th this year. I'm Skip Kelly.
The House of Representatives moving forward with a bill to ban the social media app TikTok. House Speaker Kevin McCarthy says the legislation will protect Americans from the technological tentacles of the Chinese Communist Party. And the arrest of Creed 3 star Jonathan Majors is upending the U.S. Army's new advertising campaign, Uncle Sam pulling its newly launched multi-million dollar recruiting campaign that features Majors narrating the ads. I'm John Schaefer, USA News.
If you're a diabetic, we have great news. You can end the painful finger sticks with a new CGM. Plus, they may be covered by Medicare, Medicaid, or private insurance. If you test and inject daily, you may qualify. Call U.S. Med now to learn more.
800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. That's 800-471-7065.